The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by NMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at NMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. NMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting NMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. And old man recession, are you through or are you coming back? Oh my gosh, did you guys see the jobs numbers? Well, anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market, the bond market. We talk about Social Security, estate planning, income taxes, you name it. We talk about it. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff.
There's no doubt about it.
There is no doubt. And let me tell you, we have so much boring financial stuff to talk about this week. I don't think we can fit it in the whole show. It's just too much. So, but before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am founder and senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So we work with the most interesting, wonderful, exciting people in the entire universe. And those are people that are over 50 who are retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, this show is designed for you. Our firm is designed to cater to you. Our website is rpoa.com. I'm telling you, I'm in such a good mood, I can't stand it. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors, and they did that 8 years in a row. And I'm actually going to pay to have a psychologist examine those people, because they have to be crazy. What are they thinking? Me? Anyway, I know that without our beloved and most valued clients, Barron's or anybody else would not know who I am. And so therefore, I want to thank all of our clients. I love you, and I am blessed to be able to work with you. And if you're not a client, once again, as I said, our website is rpoa.com. And I also want to talk about a very important day on Sunday, Mother's Day. So I want to wish all you moms a happy Mother's Day.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
Oh, nice, Jack. So this is our very special Mother's Day show. So we're going to devote to all you moms. We love you, and we are so grateful. And without you, we wouldn't even exist, right? So moms are important people. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, as you may have noticed, the jobs numbers came in, and you know, it was really interesting to watch all the guys on TV and gals, you know, they're all like predicting before the jobs numbers came out. And it's like 1 million jobs, 1,200,000. One person even said 1.5 million because it's going to be just a blowout number. And the number came in at 266,000.
You double-crossing you!
So it was literally the biggest miss by economists in recorded history. I mean, it's like the biggest miss. And so 266,000 versus 1 million, which was expected. So what happened? What do you think would happen? Okay, you guys have listened to the show for years now, right? So you should know what happened. So first of all, did the market go up or down on that terrible news? And then also, is the recovery over? Do we have less workers than we thought? Are there no jobs available? What is going on? Why did that happen? Well, I'm going to tell you what I think, and I think what I think is right, because I think that. So anyway, now in our second segment, we're going to talk about where do you get your income from once you retire? Very important question, because there are tax implications to whether you take your money from your IRA, your 401k, your annuities, you know, wherever you get your money from. You have to look at the tax consequences, in my opinion, to maximize your after-tax income, right? So we're going to talk about how to do that and the order of events for you. Now, also, as we do every week, we're going to talk about how to get the most from your Social Security benefits. We're going to have some questions asked and hopefully answered correctly. I'll do my best. And by the way, if you have questions, help me out here. Send me your questions and I'll try to answer them on the air. My email address is ken@rpoa.com and we'll endeavor to answer those questions. So we'll talk about that in our third segment. Now, as you guys know, our philosophy of how we manage our clients' money is we're very conservative. And the reason we're conservative is because our clients are, for the most part, within 5 years of retirement, or they're in the first 5 years of their retirement. And during that period, you know, what you've built, what you've saved up, what you have to live on for the rest of your life, you know, it's hard to recreate that again. And so protecting your principal is very important to us. And that's why we have an invest and protect strategy that tells us, you know, when it's time to get out and protect against big bad losses. It told us to get out and protect against the credit crisis in 2008. It told us to get out before the big stock crash last year with the pandemic. So, but our philosophy of invest and protect is not mainstream. I would say it's counter to that. So what does the mainstream think? Well, for the most part, buy hold is what you should do. So I wrote a book called, you know, that has in it the buy hold myths that I see. And buy hold myth number 6, and this one, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard so many times, you're actually going to finish the sentence for me. Okay, so I'm going to start it, you're going to finish it. And the question is this. You should never sell anything. It doesn't matter how much the market's falling, how much money you're losing. Don't ever sell because you haven't lost any money unless you
sell,
right? Now, why do they tell you that? I wonder why somebody would tell you that. Anyway, we'll debunk that myth later on in the show. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
Oh, don't you dare stop me, because on this show, do we only go where people expect us to? No, we boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore at about 10 till, we're going to have our estate tip of the week, which is on how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And that's also called estate planning. And our estate tip of the week this week is for your children or grandchildren that you want to put through college or education, and you want to do that tax-free. So we're going to give you a strategy that you can actually create a tax-free education fund for your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. All right, so we have a fantastic show lined up for you. But before we do that, I want to share with you stories. You know, it is Mother's Day weekend, and my mom, Lily, she was actually a very special person, I think. And, you know, when she was 19 years old, and this was in 1940, she inherited from her uncle, in today's money, $250,000, okay? And so, which is a lot of money, obviously. And she decided when she was 19 years old that she was going to invest that money, and that was going to be her way of having independence and all that, because her parents were very controlling, and she wanted to be an independent woman in 1940. So she actually became a very avid learner of investing. And over the years, she invested her money and she did all kinds of stuff. And in fact, she died in 2011. And when I went to her house to kind of go over all her, get all her stuff cleaned up and all that, I found that she was actually listening to a DVD or a CD series on bond swaps. And she was on 6 of 20 of the CDs. So there she was, 86 years old, and she's still learning to the day that she practically died. You know, she was still learning about how to invest. And I remember, you know, we found out that she had leukemia, and we were told that she only had about 6 weeks to live. And so I spent most of that time with her, which was a great blessing for me to be able to spend quality time with her. I stopped working and I went and spent that time with her. And she decided in those last 6 weeks, she used to be actually a bridge champion, and she loved playing bridge. And she decided that before she died, she was going to teach me to play bridge. So on her deathbed, we've got the cards and the little stands that you put the cards in so you can have the other two people. And she was teaching me, and she goes, and she taught me the strategy that you're supposed to use. And I said, okay, I got it. So then she dealt the cards, we're going to practice. And lo and behold, that strategy presented. And so I did that, and it didn't work. And I said, and she goes, well, you shouldn't have done that. And I said, but Mom, you told me that if this and this and this happened, I'm supposed to do that. And she goes, are you going to listen or talk? You don't learn anything by talking, okay? Listen. And I'm like, okay, Mom. So anyway, I love my mom. And for those of you, all you moms out there, we love you, we love you, we love you. You guys are wonderful. You're great. And, you know, all the stuff you do to raise us and everything, it's beyond possible belief. So thank you.
The economy.
Oh, Jack's telling me, hey, we're running out of time. I'm supposed to talk about the economy. I'll do that in the next segment. All right. You know, moms are more important than the economy. What can I tell you, Jack? So we'll talk about the jobs miss and all that in the next segment. But let me invite you, ladies and gentlemen, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then what I would encourage you to do is go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And if you go there, what you'll find is that you can sign up to attend our seminars. We have seminars coming up on retirement planning, on Social Security, on estate planning, all kinds of important info, and we'll share that all with you, no charge or obligation. Also, if you want to, you can also click on Meet with an Advisor. And if you do that, then we'll schedule a time to meet with you, and we can do it virtually or in person, depending on. And what we'll do is we'll sit down with you, we'll help you to build your retirement plan, we'll do it at no charge, no obligation, and if we can help you, fantastic, and if not, that's fine too, okay? Either way, we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And I think it is absolutely that. So if you go to our website, it is rpoa.com. And all you moms, happy, happy Mother's Day. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the biggest jobs miss in history. Oh my gosh. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And, you know, I think it is one of the most exciting times of your entire life because you're about to embark on your second childhood without parental supervision. We want to facilitate that and make it happen for you and have you not worry. We want you to go out and play and enjoy and have financial peace of mind. And if we can do that, we feel like we've done a good thing. And this show is all about that. And in the last, and just in case you didn't know, because I actually never talk about myself on this show, but I'm going to make an exception this week and just tell you that Financial Times actually named our firm one of the top 300 advisory firms 3 times, actually, they've done that. And I know that most people would be very flattered by that, and I am also, but I know which side of the toast my butter is on, and that is on my client's side. And so because of our clients, we are recognized, and I love you clients, and I want to wish all you clients who are mothers, and those even those that are not, a very, very happy Mother's Day. And I hope everything is love and wonderful for you. So we're going to talk now about what I meant to talk about in the first segment and never got to because I was talking about my mom. But that's okay. Moms are good to talk about. And that is that we had the biggest jobs miss in history. And all these, you know, these economists, they always get it wrong. They're like the weatherman. You know, it's like, why do these people, you know, with all due respect, why do they do what they do? They're almost never right. You know, and yet everybody like wants, you know, so anyway, so the economist consensus was that we were going to get a million new jobs created, and it was going to be like the biggest job increase in the history of everything. And all the pundits, they were all like, even some said 1.5 million jobs, million, forget about it. It's going to be 1.5 million. And it came in at 266,000.
Uh-oh. You made a boo-boo.
Yep, indeedy. A big boo-boo. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you the question. Okay, first of all, is the recovery over? I mean, is that what that means? Only 266,000 jobs? Do we have less workers? Are there fewer people now out in the workforce than there were, you know, pre-pandemic? Do we have no jobs available? Perhaps, is that the reason why? And then the other question I would ask you, and this is the one that I want to ask you for those of you who have listened to this show for many, many years, because you should know the answer to this. So the news was terrible, but the stock market, the Dow and the S&P and even the NASDAQ went way up on that news. So we had the biggest job miss in recorded history, and the stock market went up. Why did all this happen? Well, let's start with why the market likes bad news, it seems. And that is that when there is bad news, what is the Fed going to do? Are they going to raise interest rates? No. They might even lower interest rates if the news is really bad. So it reaffirms what the Fed has been saying, which is we're not going to raise interest rates until 2022 or three. So that's number one. And what do investors like? Low interest rates, free money. Free money means bigger profits for companies, and bigger profits means better, the stock prices are better in most cases. And so that's a good thing. Now, I want to talk about why did that happen? Why is it that we got only 266,000 jobs when everybody was expecting 1 million? Well, I've run a business now for 30 years. And one of the things that I have learned is that people do what you pay them to do. And it's always been, you know, whenever you find that people are not doing what you want them to do, the reason why they're not doing it is because you're paying them to do something else. So always examine what you're paying people to do. And I think I think it's Wyoming that is actually saying that the stimulus check, they want to pay people to go back to work, okay? Because many employers are saying that the problem they're having is they're competing with the federal government for jobs. People are getting stimulus checks. You know, I have a client who, he's got a construction company, and he's trying to get the people that worked for him before all this happened. And he's trying to get them to go back to work. And they're like, well, I'm getting my stimulus check. You know, I'll talk to you after the stimulus check stop. So, you know, I think during the pandemic, when people didn't have jobs, the bridge and the stimulus was extremely important. But there comes a time when jobs are available. And if you're still giving people money, you might be paying them to not go back to work. And people do what you pay them to do. People are smart. Don't think the American people are stupid. They're smart. And if you pay them not to go back to work, they're going to not go back to work. They're smart. You pay them to go back to work, guess what they'll do? So we'll see where this goes. But it was a surprise that we only had 266,000 jobs versus, you know, the million or whatever, to me too. But when I thought about it, I thought, well, yeah, it makes total sense. I mean, employers are they're competing with the biggest spender in the world. I mean, the U.S. government. How do you compete with that if you're a small construction company? You can't. So anyway, all of this, you ready for the word? It's transitory, okay? Because yes, the recovery is continuing. And yes, we have as many workers as we did before who are going to want to work. And yes, there are many jobs available. And so I think this is a temporary deal.
and we'll see jobs pick up and the economy continue to recover. And by the way, my fearless forecast for this year, as you guys may know, was Dow 35,000. So, as I always tell people, you don't listen to my fearless forecast at your own peril. All right. Last year I said 31,000. It made 30,600, which I call a win. And we're going to see that. So if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then what I would recommend to you is that you go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, we podcast the show. And by the way, I would encourage you to subscribe to the show. You can download it to your device. You'll get it every Friday, right when we produce it. And so you'll get it right off the shelf. But also lots of information, videos and articles for you to read about all the topics we can think of with regard to retirement planning. Now, also, while you're there, if you'd like, you can sign up to attend our seminars. We have seminars coming up on Social Security. We have estate planning. We have retirement planning during these times and getting you from here to there. So we have all kinds of information that I think will be of benefit to you. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com, okay? Retirementplannersofamerica.com.
I love it!
I do too. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how to get the most from Social Security. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Everything you've done. Anyway, let's talk about Social Security, because that's what this segment is about. And, you know, Social Security is probably the one thing I would say over all others that we talk about the most with clients and prospective clients. It's probably, again, the number one source of income for most of our clients. And so, you know, doing that properly is extremely important in my view. And the problem with it is that it is amazingly complex. I mean, we put all of our retirement planners through a course and a certification once a year on Social Security just to keep up with the rules. They change to remind you. And I mean, there are so many facets, so many things to think about. And so I've got some questions here that I'm going to answer, and it'll help you to see how complicated this stuff can get. All right. So my wife, and by the way, you can help me out by sending your questions to me, because I don't have to prepare for the show. You just do that. Right. So it helps me to answer. So here's the first question. Ken@rpoa.com is my email. My wife and I turned 62 last year. My age is 66. I'm sorry. My age 66 benefit is going to be $2,517, and my wife's is $755. So if she starts drawing now at 62 or 3, and I wait until I'm 66, she will receive a lower spousal benefit at her age 66 than if she does not draw on her benefit now and waits until she's 66. Is that correct? The answer is yes, that is correct. If she applies for her Social Security benefit at age 62, okay, what they do, you don't get half of your spouse's. You've heard me say that, and technically that is not correct. What you do is you add the benefit that would have been half of his to yours. So if you start when you're 62, you're starting with a lower amount, you're adding that to that lower amount, and therefore the add-on will result in an increased benefit, but not as high as if you wait till you're 66, all right? All right, second question. I'm 69 years old. Yeah, exactly. Jack's shaking his head like, I don't even understand what you just said. Well, that's why people need to talk to a professional, right? All right, I'm 69 years old and my husband is 64. If I start getting my benefits at age 70, can I switch to getting half of his when he starts getting his at age 66? Because half of his is larger than mine. Beautiful question. Yes, once he turns 66, you can get half of his or yours even after the age of 70, whichever is the higher. And because you're both over 66, you will get half of his. All right, unlike the first question that we asked, that was asked. All right, next question. Oh, nope, we're out of time. We're out of time.
Okay.
Shoot. I had another great question. I'll just have to answer it next time. So I'm going to do some business. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then you are a person that needs to know lots of stuff. And you can find lots of stuff on our website. It's rpoa.com. And by the way, if you haven't subscribed to the show, please do. You can find it on our website. You can find it on iTunes. And then you can go listen to it anytime you'd like. Also, when you're on our website, you can sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners, and they can help you to build your Social Security plan as well as the entire picture, okay? Because strategizing on Social Security is subject to your income, your age, your health. There's lots of variables that impact when and how is the best way to take Social Security, and we can only help you by seeing the big picture and helping you build the entire plan. So that's good for you because it's all free. There's no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if not, that is fine too.
Oh, dear. That's too wonderful to be true.
Yes, Dorothy, because we will part friends either way. So it's wonderful. Now, we have some seminars that I'd like you to attend that are also free. And there is one on Social Security planning, which relevant to this segment, estate planning, retirement planning. We got lots of stuff there. So go to rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about buy hold myth number 6, which is you haven't lost any money unless...
Hey, fellas, what's cooking? It's me!
You sell. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. That means we work with the most wonderful, beautiful, incredibly interesting people in the whole world, and that is people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that's you, then yes, you are one of the most exciting, interesting, and wonderful people in the world. I'm saying that about you. I'm talking to you. You talking to me? Yeah, I'm talking to you. And so our firm, as I said, we work with that. And so therefore, we have a philosophy that, you know, we're conservative by nature, we're more defensive by nature, and the reason why is because when clients or prospective clients come to us, for the most part, they're within 5 years of retirement or they're already retired. And so at this stage of the game, protecting what you've built, you've been saving and you're doing all this stuff all your life, you've been funding your 401ks, you've been doing all this kind of stuff, and now you want to live on that money for the rest of your life and you want to protect it and have it give you the income you want. And that's a totally different dynamic. It's a different paradigm than when you were younger and you were growing your money and you were putting in your 401k and you were living on your wages. And for most people, that's something they've never done before. You know, I was talking to this gentleman and he goes, Ken, I've been really good at putting money into my 401k and, you know, doing all that stuff, but I've never retired before. I've been doing that other thing for 30 years. This one, I've never done. So that's you're in a different place. And so when you get to that place, I think your mindset in terms of your approach to how you invest and the strategies that you use and all of that, we believe you need to become defensive. You need to protect what you've built from inflation, from income taxes, from your spending, from the person you see in the mirror, from your health. Your health could impact it negatively if that were to happen. And then also, in one of the most important, we believe, is bear markets, okay? That's when the market crashes, goes down a lot, and your investments are associated with that, and you see your investments go down at the same time like that. And that happened in 2008, it happened in Y2K, and many other times before. And so because of that, our philosophy is that growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. And so we have a strategy, we call it the Invest and Protect strategy, and it is designed to mitigate the downside risk when you have bear markets. And in 2008, when the market went down, the S&P went down 57%, our strategy said to sell actually in 2007, in November, so before 2008. And so protecting against those kind of things is extremely important in our view. Now, that is not the consensus opinion. Okay, and many people criticize us and say, no, you have to buy and hold. You have to hold on to your money. It doesn't matter how much money you're losing. It doesn't matter if you lose 57% of your money. You are never allowed to sell under any circumstance because it'll come back or whatever. And one of the things you may have heard is the reason why you should do that, and we call this buy hold myth number 6, is you haven't lost any money unless you sell. Right? Unless you sell. So the only way that you lose money is if you sell. Well, I would contend that the only way not to lose money in a bear market is to sell. Okay? Call me crazy, but if you get out in November of 2007 and the market, the S&P drops by, you know, whatever after that, and you're not in it, guess what? I think you did better than staying in it, right? And so the notion that you haven't lost any money unless you sell, I would ask you, ladies and gentlemen, why would somebody tell you to never sell? Okay, it's illogical in my view not to sell and protect yourself from losses. So if somebody tells me something that is illogical to me, then I always look to show me the money. Okay, so just follow the money. If you want to know someone's motivation, just see how they get paid. And that'll tell you a lot. And so, but my question would be, if I haven't lost any money unless I sell, you know, back in Y2K and in 2008, and you see, you know, for those of you who lived through that, you know that your investments, you know, probably lost quite a bit during that time. And if somebody told you, well, you haven't lost any money unless you sell, you know, your question would be, but I'm looking at my statement. It says here I'm down. Oh, no, but you haven't lost any money. Yes, I have. I see on my statement that I am down. Oh, but that's an illusion because it's going to come back. So you haven't lost anything. Oh, really? Well, when is it going to come back? Oh, I don't know that. And if it doesn't come back, can I move in with you? Would that be okay? Can I kind of move into your house with you? Or will you pay for the shortfall? Well, no, I can't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, you have lost money if it goes down. The fact that it can come back is a different thing. But if you look at your statement and it's down, you lost money. And anybody who tells you you haven't lost any money unless you sell, I think, is being disingenuous. And so, therefore, I would not accept that. And especially if you're, like I said, if you're in that decade, 5 years before retirement, 5 years after, that decade, there's this thing called sequential risk. And we study it as financial planners and all of that. Sequential risk means that if you take a big loss during that period, the ability of your money to support the lifestyle you want for the rest of your life can be significantly impaired, if not totally disrupted. And our view is that, yes, if I'm living on my money when it's down, I have lost money, number one, but if I'm taking money out to live on it, I am now doing what farmers call eating your seed corn. And if you do enough of that, ladies and gentlemen, when growth season comes, which everybody promises it will, the market will come back. When growth season comes, guess what? You may have no corn, no seed left to plant, okay? So it's different, in my view, when you are in that 10-year period, in that decade. It's the most important decade of your financial life, in my opinion. Now, if you are over 50, you are retired or retiring soon, and that conversation that you just heard, that discussion we just had, resonates with you. And I'll tell you, Inc. magazine named us one of the top 5,000 fastest growing companies in the United States 3 times. And I think the reason why they did that is because our message of protecting from losses resonates with people who are retired or retiring soon. Okay, and I think it resonates with you. So I'd encourage you to go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Learn more about us if you don't know us. You can podcast this show. You can watch videos on retirement planning. You can read articles. We have all kinds of information on there. But more importantly, you can attend one of our seminars or you can visit with one of our retirement planners. It's all at no charge or obligation. We want to help you. Our belief system is the more people we help, the more we'll get helped in the process, but it starts with helping others first. And we want to help you if we can. So rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to pay for education for your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs tax-free. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And I also want to wish all you mothers a very, very happy Mother's Day. All you ladies, thank you, thank you, thank you. Without you, we wouldn't even exist. All right, so it's not even that we should thank you for every sacrifice you made. It's just for our literal existence. So all you moms, thank you. Mwah! We love you. And we hope you have a fantastic Mother's Day weekend. So this is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, also known as estate planning. And this week, I want to talk about how to pay for education tax-free. You like apples? How about them apples? Yeah, those are some tax-free apples. That makes, you know, tax-free apples are even better. And yes, it's all legal. But before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches and the estate taxes, probate, all that kind of stuff. It's actually designed to do the exact opposite, to take you from riches to rags. And we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. So this week, we're going to talk about how to pay for education tax-free for the aforementioned greedy unwashed. Now, there's a kind of college plan that is called the 529 plan, right? And it was designed to have money that you put into the plan grow tax-free. And then if it's distributed and it's paid out for the purposes of education, it's also tax-free. So it is really a very, very cool thing potentially. Okay, now, how does it fit into the estate tax or estate planning circumstance? Well, let me go over three things. First of all, anything that you put into a 529 plan are considered immediately removed from your estate. So what that means is that it could reduce or eliminate your estate taxes right off the bat. Okay? So from an estate tax standpoint, if you pass and that money is still in the 529 plan, it is not included in your estate and it is there for education.
I love it!
I do too. Now, the other thing about it is that the gifts that you, there are some significant gifting benefits to putting money into a 529 plan. And again, you pay no tax on it. So here's the deal. You can make 5 years of contributions. So the contributions are, you can give up to $75,000 per beneficiary, per child. Okay. Or if you match up with your spouse, $150,000. Now you can do that over 5 years or you can do it all up front. So you can make significant gifts into the plan. And again, those gifts are not counted as a gift, right? For tax purposes. So there's no gift tax on it. So by doing this, you would escape estate taxes on the money upon your death. You won't pay gift tax on it because it's excluded from the gift taxes. And you know what? If that wasn't enough, guess what? If the designated beneficiary, you set this up for your grandson, and he ends up not using it, it can be actually transferred to other family members who are going to use it. So if the designated beneficiary that you thought was going to use it doesn't, then a cousin or a nephew or somebody like that could actually end up, and even in-laws can use it. All right. So you can move it around in the family and create an education fund. Lots of benefits to it. But again, make sure you talk to your professional advisor before you do any of this stuff because it may not be for you. So speaking of that, let me make a suggestion. I wonder where you could go to talk to somebody about this kind of stuff. I know. Maybe you should go to rpoa.com, which is our website. Okay. All right. Calm down, people. Now, and then what you do is you, when you're there, you click on Meet with an Advisor. And if you do that, then we'll schedule a time to visit with you. We can do it virtually or in person. And what we'll do is we'll help you to build your retirement plan. And if it includes wanting to create a fund for grandchildren or whatever to go through college and all that, we can help you build that out as well. We can talk with you about estate planning, your Social Security strategies. If you're retiring, we'll talk about your 401k, where to get income. We'll talk about income taxes. Let me tell you something. I wish I was retiring just so I could visit with one of our retirement planners. It sounds like it would be so much fun. So take advantage of it. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com, and we'll hopefully help you. And you know what? If we can help you, fantastic. But if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, there is no charge. There's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
And you know, Frankie, you are very welcome. Now, while you're there, if you would like to, I would encourage you to subscribe to our podcast. You can do that on our website, or you can go to iTunes or your whatever device you use. You can subscribe to the show, and you can get it downloaded to your device every Friday. You'll get it before everybody else. Think about that. And so you'll be able to tell people what you know before they do. That would be fun. So all of that is at rpoa.com. Well, you know what? This show is over already. I cannot believe how fast it has gone. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Murray or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.